It's Monday evening and the ballroom in Prague's Lucerna is slowly filling up with teenagers in evening dresses. Girls are rushing to the dressing room to take off their trainers and slip into high-heeled shoes, while boys are instructed to tuck in their shirts and spit out their chewing gums before they are allowed onto the dance floor. A lot has changed since 15 years ago when I used to come here, but the tradition of Czech dancing lessons, or tanečni as they are called, appears to enjoy the same popularity. Hanna Karasová, who has been in charge of the ballroom dancing lessons here in Lucerna for almost 50 years, says that as far as she knows, there is nothing similar anywhere in the world.
It is really a unique Czech tradition, which dates back to the years of the First Republic. There are a few dancing schools in Austria, but they're quite different from what we have here. Here you learn the basics of every dance style during the season from September to March. My Austrian colleague would spend 2 months teaching one style. It's also less expensive here, and I think anybody can afford it.
It is clear at first glance that the young dancers still have a long way to go. Most of the couples are stumbling, their eyes fixed on their feet as they try to get their steps right. Some strange physical force seems to draw them all into one corner of the ballroom, where they bump into each other or even fall over. As Mrs. Karasová tactfully points out, for many of them it is their very first encounter with ballroom dancing.
In
the beginning, we struggle to teach them what is right and what is left. But I think that in the end, most of them learn to coordinate their movements and pick up the basics of dancing. We teach them the basic movements that they can apply elsewhere. Even if they go to a disco, these lessons will teach them how to move and what to do with their arms and their legs.
However, these dancing courses are not only about dancing, she says, but also about learning social skills.
Czech dancing courses are not only about dancing, but about social education. Boys learn how to wear a suit and girls must wear evening dresses. Nowadays, everybody wears trousers, but I think young girls should learn how to wear a dress because it may be useful when they go to some formal event.
During the break, I catch up with two boys in suits and rather smudged white gloves and ask what has brought them here, of all places.
To meet some new friends, because it's quite interesting here and I like it.
Have you danced before, or is this your first encounter with dancing?
Well, I just danced in a school in some parties, you know, and this is the first real dancing here.
How do you find it?
I like it here.
Is it difficult for you, or do you find it quite easy, and would you like to continue in the future?
It's not so hard, and I would like to continue here.
For me, it was my decision, and I like to go here because I enjoy dance.
So dancing is the only reason?
No, of course, there are a lot of nice girls.
And would you like to continue in the future?
I'd like to continue, and tomorrow I will check in to another course.
If you want to continue, I heard that you need a partner, so do you already have a partner?
Yes, I have.
Dámy a pánové, hvězdy opět tančí pouze pro vás.
Ballroom dancing is currently riding on a wave of popularity here in the Czech Republic, thanks to the BBC-licensed television show called Dancing with the Stars, or Star Dance in Czech. Czech television has already broadcast two series and they both enjoyed record viewing rates. Every week the show attracted nearly 2 million viewers. That's approximately one-fifth of the nation. But has it actually led more people to take up dancing? And what is currently the most popular style? That's a question for Olga Proroková from Dance Perfect, one of Prague's biggest dancing schools.
It's Latin American dances because of the show on TV, Bailando or Stardance, so it's popular nowadays. The teachers which were in this show we have here, they teach here, so that's why it's popular. It's a good advertising for us to have here popular people, because other clients know them from television and it's a motivation for them and it's good.
Michal Němeček is one of the Stardance celebrities and he also teaches Latin dances here at the Dance Perfect School. I catch up with him during a 5-minute break between his courses.
When I started to teach, it's about 12 years ago, there was popular Latin dances. I think it's still the same. Still the same, but now there's most popular dance is salsa. People like it because it's, I think it's easy to learn salsa. And after a few lessons, you can go to the bar and dance salsa there. So that's the reason why salsa is so popular.
Mr. Němeček's lesson is quite different from the traditional courses I saw in Lucerna. There is not a single man among the dancers and there is no dress code. I ask him how he explains the popularity of the Stardance show.
I think it's a very good show because it's about dancing and people like dancing. There's not so many opportunities to see the dancing in the television, and that's why it was so popular.
Many young Czechs may prefer the disco, but when I look around the Lucerna dance hall and see the young dancers, I wouldn't worry about the future of ballroom dancing. The teenage couples on the dance floor may not look as graceful as the couples in Stardance, but they seem to be getting there. And that edition of Panorama.